Okay, sure. RadioDR.co.za.
Humble the boy.
Reporting live again, it's your boy MJ, holding it down during the quarantine, city to city, city to city. It's still Fuck with Ramaphosa, and we're still high. Shout out to Bonko Meshe, and we appreciate it. I've got one of the most hustling motherfuckers I know on earth, your girl Lunka, and she's still shitting on you bitches.
What's up, everybody? It is your girl Lunka Fabulous. It's Linda McGimple in town. Boy, you get la. It is your girl, Izulu Bass Queen. Lalela.
Bro,
report alive.
One thing I love about you, bro, hey, you take the visuals so seriously.
Yeah, I have to.
You remind me of like Rhea.
I have to do that shit because I'm a storyteller. You know, I'm a storyteller and I'm here to tell stories and I want people to see the vision. So they can only see the vision through visuals.
And you do the visuals so well, I thought you like an R&B singer.
You're like, no.
One of my niggas, AK, correct me. He's like, yo, dog, I think you're supposed to come to the studio. I was like, yo, dog, Fugulunga, do you know her? He's like, Ulunga. Lunga, give me nail. Lunga, the girl, the rap, give me the rapper. No, dog, I think she's a singer. No, dog, she's a rapper. You know what the fuck? And I was like, bro, your visuals, hey. Like the shit you did for it, Dirty Mojito.
Dirty Mojito, yeah, that is on hold, bro. That is on hold. Dirty Mojito is on hold because it's my debut EP. Yabo, so kwafika lockdown eish yavela mosha yonke into.
Lockdown is such a bitch.
Lockdown yafika yakhahlela onke ama dreams, onke ama possibilities, because obviously I had to go back home. But I was like, as in, I'm gonna put it on hold, but when I drop that shit, I want it to be proper shit.
The game changed now, bro.
Yeah, she changed
now
the game.
Now it's very online, to a point where you have two choices. It's either you can do the live performances and post them on YouTube for free, or you can partner up with Zoom and people can pay to get a link, or you can get a sponsor. You know what I mean? You have the pleasure of having that Views 25 connect. You could probably set something up.
Something is already set.
And pre-recorded and pitched or do it live. And if something is already
something is coming up, guys. Something is coming up. Dirty Mojito is coming. And I'm such a good soon, man. Just saying it really soon. So watch out for that shit. Ibuya is out. I'm pushing that for the momentum for now. I hope everybody's is getting that shit. It's on all digital platforms. So ngicela sithole ibuya, listen to the storyline. Ikhuluma ngobhubhe iwamo. Eh, shimfethu ngamenzela udoti lezi, but ke.
And the visuals are so on some Zulu Nicki Minaj shit.
Lalela. Izulu base queen in the motherfucking scene.
Yeah, bro. Like, you're really killing them with that. Imagine, like, what's going on with all these singles? Like, Sinu, Pagan, what's going on?
Okay, Ibuya is gonna be the last single before I drop the actual EP, Dirty Mojito. It's got 7 tracks. Worked with a couple of niggas there, King Nexo. I worked with the LCM.
Like, you're talking about producers?
No, I'm talking about. Okay, King Nexo is an artist, but he also produces.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about. I'm an artist.
Yeah,
features on the project. Well, LCM is one of them. And then I'm gonna put Siyabangena on this EP because it's not on all digital platforms.
Yeah.
That's featuring Upriz.
Shout out to Breezy.
Shout out to my nigga Izolo Pace King in the motherfucking scene.
That's another hustling motherfucker. Is Gagini. Shout out to Breezy.
That's my big bro.
Last time I saw him, we were at T-Bag's place doing the Cultured Sunday.
Yeah.
But yes, anyway, continue. Back to you.
Back to me. Ibuya is, I'm getting quite a great response. People are loving the song, and I'm glad that people are loving the song.
Pushed it perfectly.
I'm just trying to stick to my culture. To the culture,
which is good,
which is my culture.
That's how you blow up.
You know,
bro,
what I mean? So I don't want to be anybody else. I'm just me. Gulumka, ngirephela ngesiZulu, okay? Ngisijikjeleke, because you know, isiNgisi. You know, I want other people to also be able to relate. Kodwa, keeping it in the culture, in terms of my outfits, in terms of the way I present myself.
And that's how you get those international.
You know what I mean?
That's what they're looking for. They're not really looking for like people trying to sound American. They're looking for the authentic shit. But Mugo Moonchild, you guys know, show my shows. They're God.
You know what I mean?
They're killing it.
I love the. Yeah, one of the people that you mentioned.
Even Breeze. Why don't Breeze? I want to be like the
Abantu ba menshili nile man. Just Java as well. Like, those are the people that are doing their own shit. They're not.
And Java's indie now. All that money's going to come to him, man. All that money's going to come to him, man.
Java went indie, bro. And I was so happy. And I'm just like, ish. Yeah, he's pushing the culture. Zagwe is doing amazing things as well. So it's all those people that I look up to, you know. And I can see, there's not actually like a female who's in that vibe, yo Zagwe, in that vibe, yo Java.
Yeah,
so I want to be that first female to come out like that and be like, okay, nangu kelo, srepela ngesiZulu, ufika nokidla wakhe, ufika nesitholo sakhe stage, you know. ushayela amathambo uma usufuna ukushaya amathambo to tell a story, like, whatever it
your
is.
Your showmanship. Mm.
Yeah, so
it's international quality, bruh. Yes, continue. Who else have you worked with? Continue.
And then the person that's actually producing the whole thing is Slim Ego. Slim Ego is my exec producer. Shout out to you, my nigga. Thank you for putting up with me.
Oh, okay, it's Slim Ego.
Slim Ego is from Mlaz. He's from the South Coast, Mgababa, but uhlala la Mlaz. What is this section? What is this section? Is it M? No.
M.
Somewhere Mudule, it's like a ngehla ebusha mangiyakhon. Mangiyakuyena ngehla ebusha.
Ngaka
V. Uyadlula ka Max and then just like a few minutes after the yard. A few minutes after that.
Uhlala ka A.
Uhlala la Mlaz. He's pulling up with me. You know, I'm like, Slim, let's put in the work. Because now he's got his own stuff going on.
Yeah.
So he's also an artist. And we release EP now. Just released them. Oh, it's a mixtape. We released a mixtape now. So we are pushing. So all those people are people that have been, you know, backing me up with the. I'm not by myself, guys. I don't have a team. I've got one lady who's a digital strategist for me.
That, but you do have people first who recognize what the fuck is going on.
She's also my manager, so I'm not a team. It's just me and her, and then my niggas. But yeah, for me project,
No, but you've got the right experience with the gossip, the hustling. But I'm not gonna lie, but like you live in a kind of about visuals, because when you do the visuals, that's how a brand sees where they can put the money at.
Yeah, Stingman. We need the moolah. You know, you can't just have one source of the.
And you've got that visa at 25 connects like a motherfucker, man.
It's okay.
You've got that visa
at
25 connects like a motherfucker, man. It's lovely. I want that to happen. It's a digital event in Yara, man. It's all, man. It's all, man. Hey, yo, people at views. Let your girl do her thing, fans. Come on, fans. Fans will see back at DJ. No more wobbly, fans. But Tetley Yaker, master, peeling, fans. But fans, and Tetley Yaker, fans, peeling,
fans.
Ay, boo. It's no, but you're hustling, bro. When are you thinking of dropping it?
I want to drop it in August because it's Women's Month.
You smart.
That's where I want to capitalize on. I want to be like, hey, sharp, Senzan, for Women's Month, everybody's coming with their own concepts, and then I come with mine.
That's genius, Fez.
So,
you just got that exclusive first, reporting live. Ngakini Supoyum J, holding it down. Shout out to CeeLo Radio DR.
What's up, CEO? CEO CeeLo.
But like, what I want to know is, who do you work with visually? Like, who do you come up with these ideas with?
Okay, so what I do is, okay, there's a guy who does videography. Siyabonga Nyoka.
Siyabonga Nyoka,
yeah. He works for Ignition Group.
Yeah, Ignition Marketing,
So he shoots for all those things.
Oh, like adverts and stuff.
Yes. So, I saw him on Instagram, I hit him up, I'm like, dude, if I want to do a promo video, how much would it be? Because I wanted to do a promo video for Intozak Dal.
Yeah.
Intozak Dal was my first single that dropped this year. It's on a piano track. Slim decided to just play around with my piano and he got the beats.
Yes.
He was like, jump on the beats, this little guy, and I'm like, bring the beats, nigga, let's do it.
Genius.
Got my dancers.
Genius. Your showmanship is off the hook,
bruh. Shali Routine, what's with your son? So shoot my beat. Okay, the storyline of Intozak Dal was about EX. It was about the ex. So in the beginning of the promo video, you will see, it's me and the ex fighting.
I miss you. Bring back my lost love.
Yeah. That was Intozak Dal. And then I really loved his work, you know. I was like,
genius,
fuck, his
dope.
Work is amazing. And then I was like, okay, let's shoot another video for my second single. He pulled through, he did the things. My motherfucker music, official music video, guys. It's coming out. End of July. I'm gonna drop the official music video. You will see the visuals, you will see the expression, the motion that was there for my ex-boyfriend. That left me, but
you killing him, man. So you killing him, man. Yeah. You killing him, man. Oh, mom, man. It's so dope, bro.
I can't wait. The promo video is dropping tomorrow. drop the promo video. Follow the girl at Lumka Fabulous on Instagram. Follow the girl. See the visuals. See the storyboard. See the storyline.
Right now,
let's just vibe with it.
Yeah, if it's right now in Durban, I feel like it's you, Yashna, and Rhea.
Yashna is doing the motherfucking things, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Yo.
Y'all three are just
things.
Fucking up the game.
Yo. Damn.
Y'all are just fucking up the game, guys. And it's no composition, it's all love. It's all,
yeah.
All doing your thing.
It's all love. Yashna and I get along quite well. She's a great girl, she's an amazing girl. We DM each other once in a while just to check up on each other. I hope she's good. I know she's doing good. I know you're doing great, baby girl. I see you.
Shout out to your girl, Yashna. How am I? We need to get them videos on channel.
Yeah,
oh, bro. We need
definitely.
To get them videos. Oh,
that's okay. Gonna so, happen.
Yashna's
definitely.
Cracking the whip on these bitches.
La la. It's too epic.
Oh, my. She's cracking the whip on these bitches.
Fine.
So, like, what's going on, bro? Like, are you independent? Are you signed? You're more Lumka Fabulous Records. Fabulous Productions. You see, what's going on?
It's called Fabulous Funhouse.
Fabulous Funhouse.
Called Fabulous Funhouse, and then there's a baby under Fabulous Funhouse does event styling and catering.
That's where the guap at.
Yeah.
That's where the mool at.
So that's where like the entertainment part of it goes to basically just doing events. I'm an event, I'm a man, you know, just small intimate events, whether it's your birthday, your baby shower, whatever the situation is.
Get that
mula. Nyatandu decorator. I don't know why.
Now that you just said that, we can tell. Like, judging by your Insta and your visuals.
Yeah, nyatandu zizitosibezinte. Like, I like making things looking pretty.
Keep it up,
yeah.
Bruh.
So that's what Fabulous Funhouse does. And then there's a baby.
Some of the funnel beyond. Yes.
So yeah, and then there's a baby in a pants where Fabulous Funhouse. It's called 0 to 100. Now this is where I do brand development for artists. So not only do I want to see myself succeed, but I also want I'm an artist to I want to help I'm an artist as well. Up and coming artists. Just give them a platform, just empower them and teach them more about the music of the business.
So
that's where I look at your brand, I evaluate you, I say, okay, this is what you need. You need a photo shoot. You don't have an EPK. We will build you an EPK.
Okay, hold up. What's an EPK?
An EPK is an electronic press kit. So this explains about the artist as a whole.
Meaning if you're sending, let's say, a song to radio, you attach your EPK with the single.
So that they know, Guti, who is Lumka? What has she done? You know, this is basically a stamp that explains it to people that you want to have connections with.
Quickly.
Most of the artists do not know and understand that. So that EPK cannot be tacky. It needs professional photos.
It needs
photos.
To be you.
Yes.
At the same time, it needs to be dope enough where a potential brand can see where they can put money in.
Exactly. So that's where I come in. I help.
Like, for example, for you, if I was your brand manager, I'd be like, okay, fine, let's get this girl connected with like Revlon or L'Oreal or like a makeup motherfucker quickly. That's that shit. for example. I feel like that's what a brand manager does, Jay.
It speaks to the brand. It speaks to the brand. So that is what 0 to 100 does. We have packages that we are selling that you can choose from, and then you can tell me, okay, Lumka, this is what I want. This is what I want. So that I do that for artists as well. And then that's where my show, the Boom Boom, that's where it came from. Giving the platform to our artists. Now I don't just do stuff for them, but I also give them a platform to play their music, to talk to them, find out what they're about.
If your song plays on a podcast, it counts as a stream.
Yeah, so that's dope. And most of the big radio stations don't really have segments of playing up-and-coming artists. It's only commercial music.
True that.
You know, so we can only capitalize on playing up-and-coming artists on podcasts because they don't get played in big radio stations. You know.
True that. And so, the podcast has the pleasure of who's assisting a cool leg.
You know what I mean. So it's not like it's not the olden days where
radio's very stiff.
Go do an interview now.
The radio stations aren't even foresighted enough to actually make sure that there's a camera crew present.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Because like internationally, bro, every single show on your best in a camera crew, get recorded, you get them on YouTube.
That is why you can see them on YouTube.
But even the hosts become celebrities now. You know what I mean? Get at the whip brand equity. I also know there's like a visuals every week on YouTube, or every time there's episode, there's visuals. And in South Africa, we don't do that. The only person doing that is like, they could pop my band on KFM.
Yes,
and that's where Skumba blew up, right?
Yes.
Which was genius for Skumba. I don't know who came up with that, whether it was Skumba or Ipo to pop my band. But
that was dope.
That's an example of the potential of doing that. So, yeah. That's what I get about visual effects. I'm going to say the iPhone is lean. Completely. So like Lunga Fesu, where can the people find you, like on them socials, like where can they get you on Instagram?
Ngikhona mfethu ku social media nje ngikhona. I'm on Instagram at Lumka Fabulous, LUMKAH Fabulous with Zulu, FABULAS.
Yeah, Fabulous.
Fabulous. What's the look?
Where are you from, by the way?
Because I'm from Freyheit.
Freyheit.
Efiliti.
Oh, of course. Yeah, but talk that shit.
Shout
out to one of my bad pets, I say Freyheit.
I'ma
come through again. I'ma come through, I'ma show up. We gon' bow. Where else can they find like Facebook, YouTube? Like
Nagu Facebook, same, Lumka Fabulous, Nagu Twitter at Lumka _Fabulous.
YouTube,
Bukhona channel, it's also Lumka Fabulous. You'll see all my videos there, performing with the band.
Yes, you got a live performance with the band?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. What's up?
Yeah,
that's so dope, bro.
But it was covers. I was just doing covers.
But that's still dope.
Yeah, so I was doing covers in my Zulu attire and the band behind me.
It's chilly views with that in his style. Oh my god, it's a chill with that in his style and yagging and doing his face. With the live motherfucking band and shit. Okay, yeah. Reporting live, it's a poem chain. Shout out to Radio DR. Shout out to Deep Blue to DBN. Shout out to the CEO, CeeLo. Shout out to Durban, because we're holding it down right now. Shout out to Uzawa. Shout out to your boy. Shout out to your boy Lungelo Manzi. I think he's got something coming up.
Lungelo Manzi.
What's that thing he's got coming up? It's oh fuck, bruh. Same question.
He
partnered up with Roots Up. They're gonna do something like a live performance thing, streaming. It's 20 rand a ticket. You get the email with the link. Robin Duffler's got something going on with Jägermeister every Thursday. Zawa's got the KZN Lockdown Cypher Season 4 now.
Sure.
Shout out to Young Cannibal. I think it's got something going on as well. Yeah, in fact, shout out to all the motherfuckers holding and shout out to Wabli. Hey, but Wabli, I teach. He's always got videos of some teaching, bro. That's gangster. Shout out to that nigga, in fact.
This whole weekend is replaying.
That's a hustling motherfucker, bro.
This whole weekend is
replaying. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Loki. Shout out to your girl, Yashna. Shout out to Combs. Shout out to AK holding it down. Shout out to Onelo Wotif. So Durban is lit right now like a motherfucker, bruh.
Yeah, can you?
Damn, now we need the Grammy. But yeah, it's your poem, you're holding it down, reporting live again, March.
Okay, sure. RadioDR.co.za.
Humble the boy. Humble the boy. uzobuya noma ungahamba uzobuya udukele emazweni ahubhe uzukhumbula noma ungahamba uzobuya noma ungahamba uzobuya hey noma ungahamba uzobuya udukele emazweni ahubhe uzukhumbula hey noma ungahamba uzobuya noma ungahamba uzobuya hey noma ungahamba uzobuya udukele emazweni ahubhe uzukhumbula hey
something good and I messed it up now my whole world is just fucked up now I'm sitting lonely and I'm reminiscing when I had a mansion that was booed up now I'm screwed up all because of clown must the people who won't even reach out now a good thing is gone and I'm singing the song it's the last time that I'm a booyah car yeah humbles a boy no munga humbles a boy humbles a boy no munga humbles a boy humbles a boy no munga humbles a boy no munga humbles a boy you do get lemma zone hukus a kum boy
no munga humbles a boy no munga humbles a boy hey no munga humbles a boy you do get lemma zone hukus a kum boy hey no munga humbles a boy
I cannot express my boundless gratitude for having you. Just loving you ain't easy, I admit that. But I love you, boo. You're so, but so, so plenty. I keep tossing and turning when you're traveling city to city. I'm losing time, do more than yelling. Time to get you when I bet. We stand to send to see you. Stylist, got my turn, no lip. No more guns, I'm a good humble and that. You're living your dream, but it's super millet. I'll stick by you to the end of the road. You screw it up, so big as that. So big as that, like, yeah.
Zona hope uzinkumbula hey noma ungahambuzo buya noma ungahambuzo buya hey noma ungahambuzo buya udukele amazona hope uzinkumbula hey
After the beep record your message. Me again. I won't stop calling until you return my calls. Ngiyacela sithembisane.